Hello, and welcome back to the Rat's Nest Podcast. As you may have guessed from the sounds you are hearing, and possibly by the title of the episode, that we are doing chance operations with dice, but also I've corded the sound of rolling some dice into the Morphogene, do like five or six different splices, different kinds of dice each time, and that is what we will be kind of starting with as the sound source for our patch. So I'm going to roll some dice and see which modules we're going to be patching up today. All right, so I got 27. I know that I've got 36 modules. So counting back from 36. And would you look at that? 27 is the good old VCF3DB. I think I'm just going to molt the left output because I kind of want to keep our stereo of the sample. So we are going through the VCF3DB now. I'm mixing that with our clean signal. And I'm using the even and odd outs. So we have even more kind of like stereo separation. And what I've done so far is just patched the end of splice gate into the shift input. So after every splice, it's just moving to the next splice. It takes on a really rhythmic kind of and then that distortion earlier is me turning on the gain feedback on the VCF3DB. Let's roll the dice again and see what else we're going to patch up here. So what I'm doing is rolling a D20, a D12, and a D6. And I know that I have 36 modules, so that extra 5 and 6 on the D6 are actually going to be minus 1, minus 2. And I just rolled a 6 on the D6, so this is minus 2. And then a 6 and a 3, so 9 minus 2 is 7. And that is the Matrix Mixer. Not really sure. I guess let me roll the dice again and see if we get another module to use with the Matrix Mixer, because right now I am using the ABC Mixer. I could use the Matrix Mixer instead, but it doesn't really make any sense. All right, I got an 11. Total. And we've got the Pittsburgh Modular Bit Crush. So this I think I can work with the Matrix Mixer. I think what I want to do is maybe take some bands from the VCF3DB and run them into the Matrix Mixer and then into the Bit Crush. Might be cool. That was me just turning up the morph and turning down the var speed. if we can get some modulation sources with the dice. Okay, we got maths. Rolled a 12, so it's right next to the bit crusher. All right, let's get some LFOs on some stuff. Probably like the sample rate of the bit crush and maybe the mix as well. And perhaps the slide on the morphogene. So what I've done is use some stackable cables and cross-modulated the MADS function generators into the both input of the opposite one. And then I'm taking the individual outs from the stackables from the each function 1 and 4 going into the sample rate and the mix for the bit crush. And then I'm using the sum out to go into the slide on the morphogene. And maybe I will use another output to go to the varus speed or gene size or something. I kind of want to run it through some effects, see if we get some. We got 23. So what, 27 was VCF3DB? Okay, we got the SVF. So let's run another output from our matrix mixer into the SVF. Mix that with our bit crush signal and see what we get. Or I could filter the bit crush signal. Kind of like the idea of having a different, just multiple different stuff layered. Come on, high roll for some effects. All right, we got 25. We're really dancing around the data bender here. But 25 is the ornament in crime. So that's interesting. I suppose that's another modulation source. Oh, my God. So what I'm doing now with the Ornament and Crime is modulating those four bands of the VCF 3DB in the middle that we are sending out to the Matrix Mixer with the Low Rents app. So now we just got some smooth random modulation, like just kind of pulling those in and out. And I've got the mixes for the four bands set separately for the bit crush and the filter. So they're each getting like a slightly different amount of each. And let's roll again. Nineteen is the stereo Matrix Mixer, which I don't have a use for yet, but I will do my best to include with the next thing. Got 15. Is the even VCO. What are we going to do with you? Let's try something interesting. I'm going to take the sine wave out of the even VCO, just mix it with the bit crush and the SVF that we've got going. And I want to use another, well, I have a stackable going from the left out of the morph gene. I could take another cable and send it to the sync or the FM of the even VCO. Let's see what happens. Sync doesn't seem to do anything, so let's try the FM. Thank you. So yeah, I'm using another mult of our audio out to FM. I'm taking the triangle wave out now, and then I'm also using the CV out from the Morphogene, that's like an envelope follower, to go into the VCA CV input and control the volume of that oscillator. So now it's almost like a resonator kind of sound. Like the pit, you hear the pitch, but it's also kind of, you know, only plays when our sound plays, and it's like FM'd. See what we get next. Now we got the angle grinder, and I think what I'm going to do is send the even VCO through it as a filter and maybe use like one of the harsher oscillators, like the square wave or something. Let's see what that sounds like. Modulation or some effects or something. Okay, we got the diode chaos. So that is some modulation. Modulating the frequency of the angle grinder as well as the pulse width of the even VCO. roll again, because that's a module we are already using. We got the data vendor here. 9 plus 18 is 27. Now we got a 5, which is minus 1. That's 26. That is the data vendor. So let's also use the stereo matrix mixer here. Let's maybe do some weird stuff. Now I'm using the stereo matrix mixer to mix, you know, the Morphogene, the VCF3DB, and the Vinicrystal VCA, which we're using kind of to mix all our mono stuff together. And then, you know, we're just taking the out from channel A for the first output row or column, whatever, goes into data bender, and then the data bender goes into our ABC mixer, in case we get some more effects that we can use. Okay, we got the Curse Us a Teratos, which I'm tempted to use to go into the sync input on Even VCO. Let's try it. Actually sounds pretty cool. I like that. Keep getting modules we're already using. We're running out of time, so we might not get any more effects, but that's kind of the point of this exercise. I was seeing if I could work with whatever modules were given to me, and so far we've made it work. we got another modulation source. We got the rampage, which I'm probably going to use to modulate the structure on the Cursus. It's kind of the only thing I really want to modulate at this point, I think. I guess the dice do not want us to have any more effects. So I think as a compromise, because I do want to hear it with more effects, I'm going to roll a d4, because I've really only got like Pico DSP, Databender, Mimeophone, Dismodus as effects left. Oh, I guess Safety Valve is also an effect, or MT2D is also an effect. So I'll roll a d4. One is Pico DSP, two is one of the tube distortions, three will be Mimeophone, and four will be Dismodus Versio. And we got a four. So it's Dismodus time. Thank you. All right, well, I think that is going to do it for this week's episode. Hope you enjoyed some weird dice sounds and some chance operations in choosing modules. Just kind of working with what you're given. I think it sounds pretty interesting for something that was just kind of essentially randomly chosen. But we do get to decide how things are patched together, so there's still a lot I could have done that I didn't do, you know? Could have done very different things with some of these modules. Maybe that's a different video where I roll for a module and then I roll for an input or output, and that would be kind of the maximum exercise and chance. Is you could get stuff that then doesn't even connect to anything, or, you know, stuff you would never patch up. As always, if you're interested in bonus episodes, raw modular recordings, I'll probably record a little, some of these dice morphogene reels and put them up for you guys. If you want to vote in the polls, or if you want patch notes, head on over to patreon.com/nullphiinfinity. That's NULLPHI infinity. And, of course, as always, let's shout out to the patrons who currently support this podcast. Shout out to Gray Series, David J., Patrick O'Brien, Joby Springsteen, Tom Davis of the Patch Podcast. I think he actually just had Patrick O'Brien on as a guest. You should check it out. Shout out to Rick Post, Tiny Frames, John Bruce, James M. Bland, No Elbows, Joshua Crutchfield, Oscar Brask, and Zoe Asta. Thank you all for your support. It helps a lot. And as always, I'll see you next time for more patching.